answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There are reports this morning that Iran's failure to respond to President Trump's calls to negotiate on limiting its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program has the president considering a military strike to create conditions for regime change in Iran. In a Truth Social post Wednesday, Trump said a massive armada is headed to Iran, calling on Tehran to negotiate immediately. He urged Iran to come to the table and agree to no nuclear weapons. Trump also issued a stark warning, saying if Iran does not make a deal, the next strike would be far worse than Operation Midnight Hammer, last year's attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. The Iranians reportedly rejected those conditions, responding with hostile rhetoric. Iran's foreign minister responded on social media, saying Iranian forces are prepared to immediately and powerfully respond. A senior advisor to Iran's supreme leader warned that any U.S. military move would be met with an immediate and unprecedented response, including strikes on Tel Aviv.
Strikes on Tel Aviv and everything they choose as a target. The situation in the Middle East, specifically dealing with Iran, is as delicate as it can be right now. The U.S. Navy has an armada in place, and everybody's waiting for President Trump's decision. And at the same time, he's trying to get the leader of Iran, the mullah, the religious leader, why don't you just step aside and let your people have their country back? Majority of the Iranians, if they could speak freely, would say we no longer want to live under this regime. They want to go back to what they had before they took over our embassy. They want to go back to becoming more of a Western nation. Not going to happen with the current leadership. I'm looking at a report from CNN, and they're talking about a ground zero for the Iranian protest. And ground zero has been in the streets anywhere and everywhere. Protesters come out to shout against the Iranian religious leader, and they're met often with machine gun fire. And they've been bringing in mercenaries. They're not just using Iranian Revolutionary Guards to kill their own people, because apparently a lot of them are refusing to do so, are shooting and missing. Hard to prove that you weren't trying to kill them if you at least fired a few shots. And maybe you kill one or two, but you're not trying to kill all of them. So they brought in mercenaries. And CNN points out that based on what they're reporting, since December, we're just now reaching the end of January, thousands have been killed, 40,000 arrested. I've been running a commentary today. We have something like anywhere from 500, maybe 1,500, maybe 2,000 Iranians here illegally being held in our detention centers. Our detention centers are overcrowded, overloaded. And in fact, the Iranian regime is saying those being held by the U.S. that are Iranian, we're willing to take you back. We know you're suffering horrible jail conditions, unsanitary conditions, bad food, measles spreading, overcrowding. Come on back to Iran. Those that accept such an invitation to go back to Iran, they're going to be in worse situations, in part because they defected Iran to come here. Now, if we can avoid a war, everybody goes peacefully about their way, maybe some will go back. In the meantime, the Ayatollah is making his plans to get the hell out of Dodge. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And here we are, January 29, 2026. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave every hour with more information than you have right this moment. And reminding you, when we're on the air, like right now, you can watch the program. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, any of those. And later things are posted as a podcast in case you cannot stay all the way through. But I got to tell you, each day we load it with so much material. You don't want to miss anything. But life goes on. I understand that. That's why we make the video and audio podcast available, so you can pull them up and listen later, and more importantly, share them with your friends and those of like mind. You're our soldiers on the ground, and I thank you for all your support. And speaking about education, in our next hour, there are more and more concerns and rightful questions about how does Congresswoman Ilhan Omar suddenly jump to $40 million worth of value, and her husband, who had nothing, suddenly has a lot of money? But even another question, what about this attack on her the other day? Was that a real attack, a staged attack? I'm going to let you hear in the next hour. In fact, we'll get into some of it this hour. I'll make room for it a little bit in this hour as well. A guy who identifies himself as a body expert, watching body actions. Doesn't claim to be a good poker player, so I don't know if he's that good or not. But by the way he describes what he sees, it really adds to my thought the whole thing was a farce, trying to get good publicity for her. She can't buy it. And also later in this hour, defending what ICE is doing and going to continue doing. And yet there are more detractors coming out saying we're going to dismantle ICE and get rid of all of it. They've already got the head of Greg Bovino, who was the Border Patrol agent in charge in Minneapolis. Tom Holman is now overseeing that. They still want his head, and they want Kristi Noem. Trump is saying, no, we're going to go forward, and we're going to continue to enforce a rounding up illegals, especially the worst of the worst. And our story behind the story today. Our story behind the story. This month, 1968. A tragedy that hit this nation. And it shook everyone to their core. Did not know what to make of it. I said 68, 83. Please forgive me. 83. The space shuttle disaster, that's coming up later is the story behind the story. Back to Iran, and in the streets are yelling and shouting and protesting.
Ayatollah Khamenei has gone into hiding. The move comes after senior officials from Iran's Ministry of Health leaked the one figure that Ayatollah did not want the world to see. More than 30,000 dead in single two-day crackdown. Fearing the fallout and an imminent U.S. strike, the supreme leader has handed power to his son and retreated to a secure bunker. So let's take a look at this report. Now, despite the internet blackout, two senior officials from Iran's Ministry of Health reached out to Time magazine. They shared data that's being reported directly to Khamenei himself. And according to this internal Iranian data, more than 30,000 people are already dead.
That's according to that one report. Before I go deeper on this story with Iran, I've got to go back and make another correction. I hate making corrections, but I hate making mistakes that I don't correct. I was talking about the Space Shuttle Challenger saying it happened in 83. That was its maiden flight. It had been flown before. The disaster actually happened in 86. Just want to set the record straight before we go on. Now, again, there are a lot of folks who want to see things happening in Tehran, especially get rid of the mullah, get rid of him, and everyone else that they can, and get rid of ICE also still in action. Well, to that extent, Caroline Leavitt of the White House said, look what we've accomplished, even though we continue to have a liberal biased media trying to shore up the leftists.
There has no doubt been selective outrage by the liberal biased media in picking and choosing victims and highlighting their stories. And as I've said, President Trump does not want any Americans to lose their lives in the streets of America and in American communities across the country. He believes what happened on Saturday is a tragedy. But every life is equal to President Trump. And that's why the lives of Laken Riley and Jocelyn Nungre continue to matter to him and be an utmost priority to him to this very day. And it's unfortunate that we did not see the same type of sensationalist media coverage over the tragic deaths of those innocent American women and girls across the country as we are in the wake of this tragedy that took place on Saturday. Such dangerous rhetoric, as I pointed out, is exactly what has brought us to this position today, where you have elected Democrat officials across the country who are encouraging left-wing agitators and crazy people to go out and unlawfully obstruct lawful immigration enforcement.
And in fact, there's a new call for a full revolution. The statement is, they can't take us all down. Time for revolution. This is not being shouted in the streets of Tehran. It's being shouted in our streets. And this remark comes from one of the members of the Breaking Bad case, the movie Breaking Bad. He said, we need to have an insurrection against our U.S. government, old, rich, white men. The actor's name, Giancarlo Esposito. He said, I'm willing to see people die to fulfill this revolution. My question, are you willing to die? Missouri Senator Schmidt says, we're not going to give an inch.
The deportations must continue. Sanctuary cities must end. The era of fake deals is over. There will be no fake, quote unquote, comprehensive immigration reform, because a nation does not need new laws to enforce the ones it already has. President Trump demonstrated a basic truth of self-government. Law without enforcement is not law at all. Congress criminalized illegal entry. The executive branch is obligated to enforce it. And that is exactly what will happen. The systematic removal of those who violated federal law by entering this country illegally. No theatrics, no apologies, no amnesty, just enforcement. So, protest all you want, but let law enforcement do their jobs, enforcing the immigration laws that Republicans and Democrats passed. And let our men and women in law enforcement get home safe to their families. The only way out is through.
And which Obama, Hillary, Bill Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer have all said the same in the past. And of course, under the ICE attacks in Minnesota, we also know there's been another issue. They're busy trying to hide as much fraud as they can. Now, is that just a coinky dinky that the left is making such a stand? Minnesota Congressman Knudsen.
Hey, Minnesota State Representative Krista Knudsen. Probably the most common comment that I have been hearing since I started doing these videos a few days ago is, it's about the fraud. And I just wanted to say, of course, it's about the fraud. A lot of this protesting and rioting is manufactured outrage. It's feigned disgrace by the Walz administration and other Democrats in our state. And they're getting people riled up. They're getting people out in the streets, inciting violence, doing everything they can to make it more difficult for our federal law enforcement officers to collect the criminal illegal aliens that are currently living in Minnesota. But in reality, yes, of course, this is 100% a deflection and a distraction from the fraud. We found over $9 billion in just Medicaid fraud alone in our state, and that will be addressed. I know that the Trump administration and the DOJ are working on that, and I have full confidence and faith that they will see that through. So yes, I am very sure that this is all about the fraud.
And we're not going to buy the deflection. And in fact, White House spokeswoman Carolyn Leavitt points out, if you look at the stats of what we've seen so far, where ICE has been in operation and not being left alone and pillared by the legacy media, you actually find the cities are safer.
I would just add on this level of cooperation a few statistics that I think are very important. 7 of the top 10 safest cities in the United States cooperate with ICE. And we've seen historic turnaround in safety in cities that have chosen to cooperate with ICE, that are not just led by Republicans, but also look right here in Washington, D.C. We had a great level of cooperation with Mayor Bowser in the local government, and we have been able to remove thousands of illegal aliens from the District of Columbia, where you all live, so you can thank President Trump for that. Yep. The murder rate in Washington, D.C. has plummeted as a result. Right. There were no riots. There were no protests. Nobody was tragically killed as a result of that level of cooperation between federal and local authorities. And again, that's all the president is asking for in Minnesota. It's totally common sense.
Common sense, as we're all hearing lately, is not so common anymore. Not when it comes to the left. So see, the job can be carried out without troops being fighting and things of this nature. We do note that Tom Holman has decided that he will begin to pull back some of the forces, the ICE agents, rearrange them, reassign them. But that does not mean we're going to cave in. We cannot. We will not. Coming up, a closer look at the Minnesota fraud, and in particular, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, and what is it, her third husband? I lose track. Or is this a brother? I lose track again. A closer look at that, and the alleged assault that I think was a fake attack on her, trying to get her sympathy. We'll take a closer look at that story as well, and our story behind the story, the 1986 Space Shuttle Challenger disaster.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What the president is referring to is the fact that you have Governor Walsh and, again, the mayor, who have been encouraging these left-wing agitators to come out and to harass and to dox and to threaten ICE and to make this conversation about and smear lies about federal law enforcement who, again, are just trying to do their jobs in an attempt to distract from the widespread massive fraud that has taken place in their state. Billions and billions of dollars has been stolen from law-abiding taxpayers in Minnesota, and the administration continues to be very focused on getting to the bottom of it, especially, and the president raised a good question over the weekend, with respect to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who now has a net worth within the millions, and one must ask themselves, why and how is that possible? Is she connected to the fraud rings that we have seen taking place within her state and her own district? It's a question the American people are raising, and the president believes it's one worth answering.
That's not fair. That's not fair to raise those questions about her. Nancy Pelosi walked away with millions and millions. Did she have millions of fraud in her? Now, let me stop and think about this. Maybe that is a fair question. But it's going to be investigated. And they're going to be pulling up all the records, all the records. And, of course, I will tell you this. They're going to claim right away this is a witch hunt. Actually, it's a money hunt. We might find a few witches at the end of the trail, but we're after the money and who took it and why and under what conditions. The kind of money that has been stolen from the state of Minnesota, generally by the Somalian immigrant community. Many now might be U.S. citizens, but if they're pretty good at stealing, why not continue the job you do best? And don't forget how many children have suffered. Meal programs set up for kids, there were no meals delivered. There was nothing for them. Programs set up for autistic children, they got no special help. They're going to have to bring receipts, literally, to show here's where the money went and how it was spent. And you can't have 20 different agencies all doing the same thing under one roof and all making their separate claims of what they're doing. Well, you can, but you're going to have to explain to the IRS, I would not want that job. And they're not going to want to either. And here's the other key. Who is going to roll over first? You put the squeeze on, someone begins to think, if I don't speak out first, I'll be the one they put away. If they promise him a new identity, maybe send them back to Somalia where maybe they'll be safer. Who knows what they'll do? But we're going to get to the end of it. We're going to find out where the money went and who was involved. And I will tell you, I'm convinced it's not just Somalians. And it's not just folks even in Minnesota. And I'm pretty well convinced that it involves elected leaders and officials at various levels, not only of that state government, but others. Because this fraud, once the word gets out, here's how you do this, do you not think it replicates faster than a computer can spit it out? Fox News on the investigation into Ilhan Omar.
The oversight chair, James Comer, says his team's lawyers are exploring the extraordinary step of subpoenaing Omar's spouse over his curious business practices. Republicans want to know how the Somali-born Omar and her politically connected husband, Tim Minette, went from being nearly broke to being worth around $30 million in just a year, according to her 2024 disclosure forms. Quoting Comer now, there are a lot of questions as to how her husband accumulated so much wealth over the past 2 years. It's not possible. It's not. And he's a money guy. Minette and his partner, Will Haler, back in 2022, formed an investment firm, Jesse, named Rose Lake Capital. They had $42 in their bank account at the time, but in a year, up to $25 million, according to Omar's filing. By the way, he also has a wine business that went from next to nothing to millions on its books. Not surprisingly, associates were so perplexed about the irregularities, they brought information and attention to the feds to, you know, look into it.
Must be really expensive wine. But then take a bank account with $42 in it. I want to be personal with you for just a moment. You don't have to answer me aloud. How much money you got in your bank account right now? If you got $42 in it and I told you, you know, tomorrow you could have $30 million, would you be willing to jump in that program with me? Would you be willing to go to jail for it? We're going to get some answers. And then again, we go back to this fake attack on Ilhan Omar the other day. I told you yesterday as we were watching it unfold and we saw parts of it, and a lot of it was still unknown, and the guy was arrested, charged with threatening, and I think he was facing a bail. I don't know if he even had to pay bail or Ilhan Omar bailed him out. I don't know yet on that. But we now know what he was spraying at her. And I can tell you, he's in the front row of this group, and he stands up and starts toward her and sprays something from a bottle. But he's not trying to hit her in the face. It's hitting her around the breast and below. So if you're trying to do any harm, you're not going for the eyes. There is a guy that bills himself as a body expert. He can read body language and come up with what he thinks happens. I'm not vouching for him. Make sure you understand. I'm not vouching. But when I listen to him, I think I had some of the same thoughts. How about you?
Secretary Kristi Noem must resign or face impeachment.
Now, this is where the body language starts to get very different than what I would have anticipated. I want you to watch her face and her body when she's getting sprayed. Like I said, we're going to look at this from a different angle, too.
Resign or face impeachment.
So there was a startled response. You saw her eyes close, but watch what she does next. So immediately she starts going towards the man. She raises her fist up like she's going to strike him. Watch. So immediately she gets sprayed. She immediately springs into action and starts to go towards him to confront him. This is very unusual for this type of situation. Typically, when someone's startled like that, they have to make sure that they're okay. They got to make sure that they're not hurt. So the fact that her initial response was an angry response is not, it's obviously not impossible that somebody can have that response, but it's not at all what you would expect for a politician in a situation like this. particularly not somebody to actually go up and threaten to strike someone. So watch her right arm right here. Let's watch this a couple more times. It's very odd.
It's impeachment.
See, there was no expression of fear right there. We'll see that at a different angle. That'll give us a much clearer image of how she looked right when she got sprayed. But what we're seeing is a brief startled response, but we don't see any fear. All we're seeing is anger.
It's impeachment.
See, right there, you're seeing her get startled. And there's a bit of surprise. Her eyebrows are going up. That's what happens when we feel surprised. But there's no assessment of the situation. She doesn't stop and freeze, because typically we go with the fight or flight response when something like this happens. It's unexpected. The unexpected nature of it is the shocking part of it. So we freeze to assess what's going on, and then we try to escape. And when we can't escape, we fight. She went directly to fight. She skipped freeze. She skipped flight. So that is an odd response. That's not typically what we associate with these kinds of shocking situations.
No, it's not. Now, again, I know if you're watching the video, you have a better understanding at what he's saying, but you get enough of that just by his description. She did nothing except raise her fist to go after the guy after he sprayed something on her. And we now know what the something is. I'll come to that in a moment. But once again, the way she acted and the way it unfolded, there are a lot of questions, fake or fraud or both.
So I want you to watch a couple of things here that stand out. There are peculiar aspects to this just because most people would not react this way. That doesn't mean that it was staged, but her behavior is different than most people would react. Just check this out right here.
I need a napkin to know nothing.
We're seeing no signs of fear. She's touching other people after she's been sprayed with this substance. You know, she's putting her hand on the man's arm. You see her raising her eyebrows saying, "We will continue." So having no idea what she was sprayed with, she does not express any fear about that, mm-hmm. which I would think most people would be afraid. Is this sure. toxic? Is it poisonous? Do I need to go and get checked out? Maybe I should stop here. At this point, there seems to be zero fear.
Zero fear. And she had said previously, "I'm getting so many death threats because of the way Donald Trump talks about me." And then this guy comes at her, 55-year-old, charged, booked with third-degree assault. What was the liquid? Non-toxic. Let me put it this way. It was basically a cleaner of some type. Non-toxic. Didn't hurt her at all. But it made great coverage for her to make it look like I'm under assault. I'll have more on this in the next hour.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
We have main engine start, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Roger, roll, Challenger. Program confirmed. Challenger now heading downrange. Engines beginning throttling down now at 94%. Normal throttles for most of the flight, 104%. We'll throttle down to 65% shortly. 65%, three engines running normally, three good fuel cells, three good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second, altitude 4.3 nautical miles, downrange distance 3 nautical miles.
So the 25th Space Shuttle mission is now on the way after more delays than NASA cares to count. This morning it looked as though they were not going to be able to get off.
And the reason they were not possibly going to get off, there was a concern about the temperatures overnight. Now, when the Space Shuttle Challenger in 1986 lifted off, temperatures were described as being in the low 60s. But overnight, they'd gone down to the 20s. And that was something of concern and still is, because based on everything I've seen, at no time in a January date of yesterday have you seen temperatures that low before in that part of Florida. There were, of course, on board Commander Scobie, Pilot Smith, Mission Specialist Resnick, Ronald McNair, Alessin Onuzo, Payload Specialist Gregory Jarvis, and Teacher in Space, the first, Krista McAuliffe, the first civilian and teacher selected for this. Let me point something out to you that you might not have thought of previously. At that point, a rocket launch of the space shuttle was routine. It was no different than scheduling buses in and out of a bus terminal. No one really paid any attention, except for the fact that Krista McAuliffe was on board, a civilian and a teacher, and she was going to be teaching numerous classes from the space shuttle during the mission. So all across our nation, TVs were brought into classrooms and auditoriums. Students were gathered around to watch the liftoff. Maybe you were one of them. Those children knew of the disaster and saw it before their parents were aware of it. That's something you wouldn't want your parent, your child, to sit down and watch, but you were glad to have them watching a spaceship lift off with a teacher on board and what they might be learning. But 73 seconds after liftoff, the shuttle broke apart.
This morning, it looked as though they were not going to be able to get off.
1 minute, 15 seconds, velocity 2,900 feet per second, altitude 9 nautical miles, downrange distance 7 nautical miles.
Looks like a couple of the solid rocket boosters blew away from the side of the shuttle in an explosion.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink.
Waiting word, they're holding their breath, just I'm sure as everyone else is. You saw it just a few moments ago, about 45 seconds after liftoff, a huge fireball in the sky.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
But at that point, what could be done? And of course, the video that everyone was watching, if they were watching on TV, and those around the Cape, it looked like horns of a bull and another part spinning off separately. And don't forget, family members of the crew members I listed to you earlier, they were there for that liftoff, and it was a cold morning. They all admitted they had to brace up a little bit, but they were assured it's warm enough for the launch. Well, it was at the time of the launch. It had gotten a little bit warmer, but during the night when the temperatures got so low, therein started the problem. But for right now, the families, the relatives, the loved ones in those spectator stands are watching in horror.
Oh, I remember very clearly. The thing is that you do realize it, but you don't want to accept it. You know, something like that. You're thinking of all these things. No, it isn't. Something else is going on. They'll be all right, you know. But you do realize it.
Well, NASA said at the time that the astronauts died instantly, but there's speculation that that's not the case. I told June Scobie that we filed a Freedom of Information request for the black box cockpit recordings, but were turned down.
We've been trying to get information about what might have been on the little black boxes. And 10 years later, we still can't get the information because I think there is so much concern about you and the other families.
I appreciate that.
You do?
Yes.
You don't want to know. It's too hard.
Not only for our children who are growing up, but now we have grandchildren who are just being introduced to this.
Are you bitter? Are you angry at NASA? Are you...
no, I've never been... I don't think I've ever really felt bitter. It was a loss, and it was something we couldn't do anything about, and it had happened.
But there is one man that was carrying the weight of what happened on his shoulders. And, of course, Krista McAuliffe, the first teacher to go into space, died. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Today, I'm directing NASA to begin a search in all of our elementary and secondary schools and to choose as the first citizen passenger in the history of our space program, one of America's finest, a teacher.
Good morning. This is Krista McAuliffe, live from the Challenger, and I'm going to be taking you through a field trip.
Good morning, Krista. Hope we go today.
Good morning. Hope so, too.
My husband looked up at the shuttle, and he could see the icicles. We all could, and everybody was shivering. It was so cold. And he said, oh, if I could go there, I'd take her off of it. And I said, she wouldn't come.
She told me she had butterflies. I remember her saying she had some butterflies, but she was excited. This is it. This is the day.
We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. And it has cleared the tower.
Krista McAuliffe was among those selected after several candidates applied to be on that first flight. What you were hearing her and talking to students was kind of a mock-up she was doing to show how the presentations would be done. Books were spread across the nation, so the kids, regardless of what grade they were in, could follow information, even if it was a coloring book. So they were taking part in this amazing event. The remains of all seven astronauts were eventually recovered. The bodies obviously badly damaged. The crew cabin had separated from the orbiter during the explosion, hit the Atlantic at a speed of something like 200 miles per hour. So there's no chance anyone was going to survive at that point. And the question keeps going back to, did it have to happen? And it all started. I mean, the 73 seconds into the liftoff, everything began to go wrong. There were safety protocols, basically, as to when you could launch and when you couldn't. And that's why there had been delays. Delay. And NASA doesn't like that, especially when they've got a large crowd waiting. They wanted to push forward. Morton Thiokol was a manufacturer of the O-rings in the booster rockets. Alan McDonald was a director at Morton Thiokol, and he refused to approve the Challenger launch due to safety concerns, and that became a key part of the investigation. I'm looking at a piece I think should be attributed to PBS that was presented about 10 years ago or so, and he said there are three reasons I would not sign off of it. He said, I see freezing overnight temperatures. They could compromise the booster rocket joints, ice forming on the launch pad, spacecraft. That could damage the orbiter heat tiles at launch, a forecast of rough seas at the rocket recovery site. Said if anything happens this launch, I don't want to be the person that has to stand in front of a board of inquiry and explain why we launched. He said, I made the smartest decision I ever made, and I refused to sign, knowing I'm risking my job, my career, and the life I'd built for my wife and children. He said, I just couldn't do it. His family says he passed away at age 83 years ago. But you know he carried that weight. He said, I could. He did what he could. He didn't sign off on it. And he raised the concern, but no one wanted to listen. We want to launch. This is a go. Anyone that pilots a plane of any type, much less responsible for a mission like this, The first decision is go or no go. And if there's a question about going at all, you don't go. But we did. On that flight in January 1986, that night, President Reagan delivered a remark from the White House. He was actually scheduled on that very evening to deliver a joint message to Congress.
We've grown used to the idea of space, and perhaps we forget that we've only just begun. We're still pioneers. They, the members of the Challenger crew, were pioneers. The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them this morning as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.
To touch the face of God. The whole nation was in mourning. And of course, here came the investigations, the lawsuits, the cover-up, CYA all the way around. McDonnell Douglas had no specific role with this, of course, later merged with Boeing. But it had to face a case of employment discrimination, got mentioned in some of the search results. But Alan McDonald, the director at Morton Thiokol, who refused to approve the launch because safety concerns. The O-rings got too brittle during the cold. They could not keep gases from leaking. They did not operate as designed. No one listened. The story behind the story of the Space Shuttle Challenger. Another story behind the story for you tomorrow night. Our second hour is still to come. You don't want to miss that. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuire Moving, www.ufosightings.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.